The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Season 2, Episode 5, The Nerd Bro Spectrum.
Welcome back to the Original Kings of Podcasting. My name is Todd Perry. Mark Chambers in the house.
Yeah.
And we're just going to call you, can we call you John Sowen?
Yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely
You're
fine.
A man of many names. You're a man who's been bought and sold.
The contract is over, but that name can extend in perpetuity from what I understand.
So I'm listening the other day to a sports show, Dan Patrick. He's talking one day about who's the nerdiest quarterback in the NFL because he has a sports show. And essentially all sports shows are, all right, Dodgers are playing the Mets today in the playoffs. Who's going to win? And some guy comes on and really passionately says, you know what, Dan Patrick, I think this is the guy who scores the most runs. If the Dodgers can get out early and start scoring some runs and give Zach Greinke a chance to pitch and throw the ball, the Mets are not going to hit the ball, and then the Dodgers are going to come out on top.
Yeah.
Like, that's normal sports talk. So what happens is I'm listening to Dan Patrick, and they deviated from the normal concept of here's why X team is going to score more than the other. And they're talking about who's the nerdiest quarterback in the NFL. So they're kicking it around. And
slightly more subjective.
Yeah, and they were saying that Andrew Luck was very nerdy, but then they were saying that Matthew Stafford was a huge bro. And given my understanding of the concept of yin and yang, I realized that all men, there's a yin and yang for masculinity. You know, you have the black and you have the white and you have the two dots in the middle.
Yes.
The black, the yang energy, is the bro. The yin energy is the nerd. So the key concept is everybody, much like sexuality, they had the Kinsey scale where they say that some people, it goes 1 to 6. So certain people who are sixes are flaming homosexuals. And they want nothing more than to have sex with people of their same gender. On the other side, there are flaming heterosexuals who want nothing more, if you're a woman, than to just take a dong.
Okay.
If you're a man, you want nothing more than to penetrate vagina. So I want.
What's the center there? So what's like a 3 or 4 on that scale?
I think you. Never mind.
Like, is that not wanting to have sex at all, or just wanting hermaphrodites, or what?
Well, no, that's actually a good question, because I was talking to a lady at work the other day that identifies as a bisexual, and I was saying, do you find the concept of a transgendered pre-op attractive to you because you enjoy both? You have potentially a woman with a dong. Now, does that work for a bisexual? It's like, no, it's a completely different thing.
But can I strip that down for a second? You asked that at work.
Operative word strip, yeah.
you asked that question to a coworker?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that's a good question.
I have a very open office.
I wouldn't.
Anyway, so what I'm saying
Future
is
show.
That for all men, they exist on this scale. It's inescapable. This is a hard fact truth of life that everybody needs to understand. They're either a one, pure nerd, nothing but nerd energy, or they are a six, which is pure bro.
Pure bro.
We're not talking about sexuality.
Yeah, I guess we got rid of the Kinsey scale, and you didn't really answer the 3 or 4 question on the previous scale, but that's fine.
Well, I'm not.
If we're going to the nerd bro thing,
I'm not
fine.
A sexologist. I'm not Katie Morgan, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you guys think about like a bro versus a nerd, like what do you think about a bro? What are some bro characteristics? It's usually the kind of jockish. It's usually somebody who's not looking too deeply into things. It's usually a man run by heart and emotion and not by kind of empirical evidence. You know, a bro is not going to sit and argue about a YouTube clip.
Well,
a bro is going to be wearing a sweater. He's going to be wearing jockey underwear, and he's going to be just trying to get his nut off with a Betty. How do we feel that Mark Chambers rates? I have a profound, clear, an unequivocal answer. Again, one being full-on
nerd.
Six being pure bro. You know, you have one end, you have the guy from, you have the guy from, like, Big Bang Theory. The other end, you have a guy in Huntington Beach hanging out on Main Street wearing black socks and, you know, and Dickies that's just, you know, riding a lowrider bicycle that's white. Okay, that's a pure bro. You have a guy in tap-out gear on the other end. And then on the other end...
That was, like, three ends. Was,
Was that? Three
yeah,
what?
It was, like, on the other end, and then on the other end, and then the other end. But then there's nothing on the third end. Anyway, we'll move on.
I actually would put Mark... It's kind of funny, because if you said... When it comes to, like... If you were going to say, like, career, I'd say pure one. But overall, I would say three or four.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Wow, yeah. So three or four. So you're actually going more towards the... A four would make him more on the bro side than the nerd side.
Maybe, well, probably than a three. But, like, Mark's, like, when it comes to, like, career and interest in, like...
tech? That's pure nerd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's, like, probably one of the best that I've ever met. But when it comes to, like, socializing... It's like definitely a nerdy side, but he can bro down.
Is what
a little
you're
bit,
saying.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing is, Mark can bro down with you.
He can bro down with a lot. Yeah, like he'll nerd out. Like there's times he'll nerd out in situations, and there's times. Well, I mean, if for Mark, lack of a better word, he will bro out in situations.
Can
too.
Mark bro down with bros?
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like Mark would feel like an alien from another planet if
he
was talking to a guy all like...
I think it was Mark who introduced me to the Brogramming comic or whatever.
Brogramming is a thing. So yeah. I'm not necessarily a Brogrammer, but...
you introduced me to the concept at least.
Brogrammers do exist. I
This is completely foreign to me.
So a Brogrammer... in a past life, past job, I was a computer programmer. So I was a software engineer, as they say. And so I would write code for iPhone apps, Android apps, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I would work with other engineers. And there's a definite scale. So you meet guys that are more on the nerdy side.
Yeah.
Where they have those...
Closer to the one.
Social inefficiencies. And... but they can hang and they'll come out, and then you have those guys that won't even come out, right? Like they will never come out. They're incredibly introverted, and they
introverted to the point that it's actually painful.
It's actually kind of painful to be around them. Like you are nervous. You have to constantly tend to their needs because they will not speak up on behalf of themselves.
You have to socially overcompensate.
You have to socially overcompensate, which makes you kind of like leave your comfort zone potentially.
Yeah.
So I work with those kinds, but then there's definitely the kinds that are just like, I'm gonna check in this code, and then I'm gonna go crush some fucking reps, and then I'm gonna go.
Wait, what is crushing reps?
They're going to the gym, and they're like, they're getting yoked.
You're just gonna get fucking.
Have you ever crushed a rep?
No, I've never crushed a rep in my life.
Have you ever had a rep in this life?
I don't even know what rep's short for.
He's not that far on the bro scale, but he can definitely hang with the programmer. But yeah, he's just like, yeah, dude, all you do for this code is you knock out this, and then go to the gym, knock out 10 reps, and like squat.
You see brilliant, very good-looking, yoked engineers who they go and they get their code done, and then they go hit the gym.
They do their code,
they fucking go like... Get, you know, catch one last wave before the sun goes down, and then they go home and they shower and then they suit up and then they go fucking crush it at the clubs.
These are the people we all hate.
These guys are perfect individuations.
Yeah, they do everything.
They're strong threes. They're not weak threes.
No.
They're not like, I don't know. They're like, whoa. If
you're a strong three, you're pulling in $275 a year.
Ooh.
You're driving a nice car because you know what that means
to
drive a nice car. You're dressing well. You're not overcompensating for anything.
These are the guys that are driving like the 05 Mercedes that's still in excellent freaking shape because they don't want to blow all their freaking cash on the brand new Mercedes, and they know it's going to hold up.
So you guys are big fans of these guys. You guys want to be this guy.
I'm
no desire to be this guy.
I
want his money. No, yeah, I don't want to be crushing reps. All right. I have no interest. There's sharks in the water.
Here's the thing. I would switch.
He can punch
to
a shark in the face.
Yeah.
I would switch to the other end of the Kinsey scale to be with a 3 on the nerd bro scale. That's basically where I'm at. These guys are perfect specimens that I will not achieve. Is it a three or a four?
You're outing,
it's like a 3.5.
Yeah.
You're outing yourself as being towards the 1, clearly. And I would say, honestly.
So maybe more a little 2.5.
I think I'm like 2.5, 3. Or if I'm 2.5, 3, and then these guys are 3.5, 4.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
I wish I had a little more expansiveness in the scale.
You wish you could go to the gym, just knock out weights one time, and just be perfectly buff.
I wish I could
crush a rep.
Here's the thing. I want to turn up to this a little bit tan, a little bit tone, right, and in an express slim fit polo.
Yes.
Not pale, no muscle tone, Marona polo.
Right. Marona rust colored polo. Now, here's the deal. Now, Mark.
Yes, Todd.
Remember, Todd's, by the way, still wearing a Derek Carr jersey and a Las Vegas dealer.
No one throws it back on Todd. That's the beauty of Todd.
That is the beauty, but I'm just like, it is kind of funny. You're just taking like all this Marona polo thing. Just I'm like, you don't want to throw the Derek Carr, the visor thing.
Marona polo, get your ass over here, sweet cheeks.
Yeah. We'll get to me in a moment.
I'm
dealing blackjack over here.
Hey, give me a little shake.
So Mark Chambers, if I had to, now John, I'm going to ask you for a concrete number.
Okay.
Mark Chambers, I'm going to say, actually, in terms of all the people I know. Now, this doesn't degrade my opinion of you and the fact that.
Here it comes.
I value your friendship.
Oh, my God. This is every girl I've ever met. This is the speech.
In me rating you, I don't want
to. It really is.
This isn't a breakup. What I'm explaining is that I think
you just want to be friends. That's what you're explaining. I've heard it before. Go ahead. I want to hear it again. I want to hear it. Say it.
Mark, you're a 1.5.
God damn it.
You are.
I don't think that's true.
I believe we said on an earlier show that you are kind of like an alien that came from another planet that is approximating certain social cues, and I think that takes down your bro scale, okay? If you were to show up right now
one of the dumbest conversations ever, but go ahead.
Thank you.
That means this will be a good show.
Okay.
Show up in a tap-out outfit into my house, I would say, you're fucking jiving me.
Have we confirmed
that's true?
The show will.
Why are you so mad about this? Why are you so mad about the fact that I'm saying that you are a 1.5? Own it.
I'll give you a concrete number. If we want to go by this scale, and especially based on what you've said, if we were talking pure career, I would say 1 to 1.5. If we're talking social, I would actually go like maybe 4 or 5. So I think on the pure like dude bros, nerd bro scale, 2.5.
Especially, okay, so you're going a little further.
Especially based on the bro grammar thing that we talked about, and we discussed that those guys are basically 3 or 4s. Now, I know you're not like going to the gym and crushing out reps, because you admitted that you weren't.
I could.
But I know you could, and then you'd get up to a 3. But no, I'll go with 2.5. 2.5, all absolutely, right, overall on that scale.
So, John Salwin, how do we feel? Where does John rate on the nerd bro scale? Now, remember, I'm pegging this on Mark Chambers, in my eyes, is a 1.5.
Uh-huh.
So should I get my opinion first? And then maybe,
guess you might,
Mark,
as well.
You want to
No.
I feel like you're going to be really nice to John because he was nice to you.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. First of all, I'm going to say, I think I've heard a lot of Todd Perry's voice on the show. So I'm gonna dive in here and say, so if I'm assessing, this is tough. Cause I feel like there's not, 1 through 6 is not very flexible.
It kind of isn't.
It's very limiting, but I'm going to work within the constraints of the system, which is what makes me a 1.5, because I say things like,
I'm going to work within the constraints of the system.
Right.
So within the constraints of the system, let's see. So John is very technical, which I appreciate. John, if you bring up a topic that John is versed in, John can go very deep. Like, I think I'm versed on a topic, and all I need to do is look slightly to my left to remember that I'm not as versed on it as I could be, like, audio engineering and stuff. Like, very...
Or just anything as much as John. John once gave me 20 minutes on how worms benefit the immune system.
John is a...
That's right.
A very deep, God. Very, very deep well of useful, applicable knowledge.
So, yeah, when I do notice when I latch onto a topic, I latch onto it.
Which is a hallmark of being a one, and bros don't do that.
But, on the other hand, if you see John in a social situation, he does not shy from just being like, what up?
Yeah.
Which is not something a one can do. Mm-hmm. If you are a one, you're like, no matter how awkward it's going to be for you and everyone else, you ain't saying what up.
Yeah.
You were going to look at your drink and look to the left and try and find someone you know, and if you don't, you're going to leave, and everyone's going to be like, where the fuck did that guy go? Or more likely, they're not going to know you were there in the first place. That is the hallmark of a one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say two.
Okay.
John
that
is
I
a
believe.
Two.
So yeah, that sounds like a good estimate,
I'm
going to
say
actually.
Two.
You are appreciating John's ability to get real deep and real nuanced and real fact-based, which is pure
that's
nerd.
That's a very strong gravitational pull towards the one.
Yeah.
But then the other way, you have a less strong gravitational pull of, if I take this person and I'm like the Sims, like fucking hand pick someone up and drop them into any random situation... By the end of it, at least two or three of those people are going to be like, oh, that guy John is a cool motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go actually slightly more to the bro side than you, Mark. And now I seem like a 1 through 6 kind of a conservative on my last opinion. I was very firm on you.
So you're going to go 8?
No. I'd say John.
Every national defense is more important than anything else.
Yeah. You know, some people like to feel the burn, but I'm kind of a Jim Webb guy.
No, Jim Webb killed a guy.
That's his name, right? Jim Webb?
Yeah.
Something Webb. Chuck Webb?
Huge neck. Huge
Ted.
Neck.
Ted
big,
Webb?
Ted Webb.
Big veiny neck.
Wow.
So actually,
those are always disturbing, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
big veiny necks.
Veiny
I feel
necks
like that's,
and
you're,
arms.
You're trying to... You're trying
always,
to work me on your bro nerd thing with
the
your
The weird
opinion.
Thing is, every time I see those, I always just imagining that vein rupturing. it's one of those things that's like, yeah, it's like, it's immediately like I see that and I just think bad things are going to happen.
It's a one now. It's a one.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just push back my opinion.
Sorry, go ahead. Anyway.
Because what I was going to rate John as a 2.5.
Okay.
And I'll say this because... John, again, he has that pure nerd energy where he has the ability... Without a doubt, yes. That I can sit and bring up anything, and John will give me... John will give me 30 minutes on basically anything I bring up. Like, I could be, like, talking about the gross domestic product of Malaysia, and John will be like, you know, the gross domestic product of Malaysia is blah, 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 blah. And then he'll give me a butt. And then he'll go, most people don't know this. And then he'll dig down real deep.
As it relates to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And bring it into holistic eating.
By the way, you'll start with the gross domestic product of Malaysia, and you'll end up adding more fiber to your diet. And you won't know how the conversation got there,
back,
but you'll be convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a bit of Kellogg in him.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of being that at that end of the scale.
That's the joy of John. So what happens is, but at the same time, I can sit with John, and John and I can bro down. We can sit and watch football together.
Yes.
We can sit and watch sports together, which is very bro-y.
Mm-hmm.
And John approaches... Now, here's the difference. There are nerdy sports fans who are people who like fantasy and like specific numbers. And there are sports fans which are the more bro sports.
Some of the names and numbers that we made up on this list.
And then there are sports fans that root purely on emotion for their teams. And John has that huge emotion for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so John is actually an emotional fan, which makes him kind of a bro and not the fan that's sitting there taking apart certain shit. So that's why John...
Yeah, and it's completely illogical.
Yes.
The love for the Cardinals doesn't make any sense.
You can get rid of the logic. I don't think Mark can make that leap.
So I will agree...
So I give you a 2.5.
All right.
If we were to normalize across the group, And we haven't discovered Todd's rating yet. But if we were to normalize across John and I, John would have to be more towards the bro side than me, because I would accept an invitation to watch sports with you guys, but I would focus more on the drinking.
Yes.
which is a very nerd characteristic. Some nerds just love to get hammered, but they don't know anything about sports.
To be fair, and this is like a stereotype about everybody, I think everyone loves to get hammered. Because this is one of the things, like, if you look across, like...
But I think that's a bro energy that exists in everyone and not a pure nerd energy.
That's so true. But you know, it's weird. It's like you could bring up pretty much any racial stereotype and it's like, blah, blah, blah. You could say they love to drink and people would be like, oh, yeah. That's pretty much true of any nationality or race that you can say.
So I'll say this. This is what I like about this exercise. We started the show. I was like, I'm not going to participate that much. I don't really like this concept. Yeah.
You seem kind of quiet in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I couldn't judge you.
Yeah.
Because you're very nerdy.
Yeah.
And I
So I was like, whatever. I like this show. Like, I'm not going to try and like fight against doing it. Because I think, you know, it's got a place on the rundown, but I don't have a lot to contribute. But now that we've gone through the exercise, I think this is breaking down barriers, right?
It's cathartic.
This is like, and, you know, I'm gonna get a little San Francisco progressive on you.
Yes.
You want me to turn off all mics and just have?
No. I want this to be a conversation. But I mean, just like, you know, we call people nerds and we call people bros. Just like we call people male and female. But gender is a spectrum.
Oh, yes.
It's a very fluid thing.
It's a very fluid thing. And so is nerd and bro.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're getting to the root of here. Yeah. Or we're scratching the surface. We're starting a conversation that others can then dig deeper on.
Can finish.
Yes.
But I think you can look at any individual, and by assessing their nerd bro energy, and I'm not saying being a pure bro is bad. Being a pure nerd is bad. Being a completely full individuated individual.
You're like cis hetero bro.
Yeah. Or like, you're like a cis slump. Thing. That's a pure San Francisco.
You're like a cis bro versus like a converted bro. Like you're a trans bro. Like you used to be hardcore nerd, but then one day you're like, fuck all nerd properties. I'm going to hit the gym and start attending weightlifting competitions.
Getting yoked.
And start like pushing people into lockers.
I'm going to buy some extra long shorts.
Yeah. You know what?
That go past the knee.
This hits on a bigger concept. That's sort of like, you know, how like the idea that being a nerd is kind of cool. Which is a concept that sort of recently came into vogue. And it's like growing up, and I know I was definitely in that nerd culture, but it wasn't cool, and it wasn't something that you wanted to be.
I think it should remain that way.
And by the way, it's like now you have like guys like LeBron James and Kevin Durant in post-game interviews wearing glasses with no freaking glass in them, just the frames, so that they can appear more nerdy, you know, when they are clearly not.
And you've got guys like Lamar Odom passing out after 3-day drug benders at brothels.
That's legit.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's a pure bro.
That is
pure bro. And like, but you know, that's
I don't have a point there. I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Just
amazing,
wanted to get the numbers up to talk about
exactly.
Lamar.
So like this whole thing, it's like, oh yeah, being a nerd's cool, and it's like this gets back to my original like thing that, you know, I've had going on for a long time, the war on the Nerdist. Freaking Chris Hardwick is the damn host of the Nerdist. He was a freaking host of a dating show. How can that be a freaking nerd?
John, you know? John.
Sorry.
John.
Yeah.
That's the most passionate I've ever seen John get.
I know.
Now Todd.
Okay.
Yes, Mark.
And John.
Yes. Yes, Mark.
Let's bring it down and let's discuss.
Right.
Let's discuss. I'm going to be like your group therapist here.
Oh, good.
Let's discuss what John just brought up. Mm-hmm. In a way, and John's not going to like this. In a way, we can say that Chris Hardwick opened the door for this to not be binary anymore.
God damn it.
For this to be a spectrum.
Oh,
because
geez.
He was the broiest bro that ever broed, standing up there with like a model, hosting Singled Out.
He's like, guess what? I'm going to be a nerd now. Deal with it, bros.
And he transitions.
Like Caitlyn Jenner.
Into being a nerd icon.
Yeah.
He really broke down that barrier.
Now, do you feel...
He decided he was going to be a nerd when he was getting yoked at the freaking gym.
That's right. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
God damn it.
Because it doesn't have to be binary.
Right.
Well, so do you think, Mark, that as somebody
this is a
that,
good point.
That exists where you exist, that you should maybe...
in sweltering heat.
Yeah. It is a freaking hot box in here.
It got hot later in the day. It's nearly 5 o'clock, and now it's getting bad. So, no, Mark, do you think that at this point that as somebody that I see hangs out near the 1 scale...
Okay.
Do you feel like Chris Hardwick is just a tourist? Is he just a tourist coming in there?
No.
Or is he a real deal that actually commands your respect?
Oh, this is a good question.
So I used to say he's a tourist. And that was the hetero shitlord in me. Rejecting him.
The cis nerd.
You will not come near my territory. I have my brethren and I have my upbringing. And these are who were in the trenches with me as we got pushed into lockers together as a group.
And he didn't. He didn't pay the dues.
He was freaking pushing people into lockers.
But you know what? We can't be like that.
Why?
Because we have to be better.
Okay.
Bro never wants to be better.
But here's the thing. If he has all these characteristics that we get pissed off and we're jealous about them having, and we don't, and they bully us by pointing out we don't have them, and then they want to come over and join us, and we say no. It's like, no, fuck that. We say yes, because we can contribute back to him, and now we're all better.
Does this end up with hosting the Nerdist? Because let's take over that show.
I think it ends up with us doing guest shots on The Talking Dead. I mean, that's kind of where I'm driving.
Well, I thought there were a lot of zombies on this show.
I mean, that's where I'm driving. We can help moderate the trivia.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Zombies were a little deader than most zombies.
They're going to do a Talking Dead for the Fear the Walking Dead. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity.
Fear
nobody
the Talking
nobody
Dead.
Wants to be on that fucking show. So, I mean, we have a shot if we really rally absolutely. Our support and get behind this motherfucker.
Yeah. Let's go to the guy in the Derek Carr jersey in the Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know if this plays into where I... exist on the scale.
Todd Perry.
I've never seen The Walking Dead. I have no idea.
Wow.
Todd Perry.
Yes.
We've spent a lot of time talking about and trying to analogize and realize this scale.
Yes.
And put it in terms that people like me can understand.
I think as a scientist, I created this.
Okay. Oh, a scientist. All right.
So yeah. So your arrogance will factor into your to your score. Bros are very arrogant.
Yeah. So there are some really arrogant nerds. If you ever hung around an IT department,
dude, I'm like a scientist, bro.
I'm gonna not put that near the one. I'm gonna say that's. I'm gonna say when someone's like, bro, I drive the Pathfinder Rover.
Yeah.
Versus. Bro, I invented pseudoscience about bros.
Bro.
I'm gonna say
remember.
Maybe a little more towards bro.
Todd is, by the way, broadcasting underneath a picture of himself.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things factoring in. I just don't know how to factor them.
Yeah, it's like Todd, it's the scale explode.
This is like when there were a lot of scientists coming up, but then Einstein was cracking shit left and right. Like this is where we're at. We're down here in this like random like easy science, and then we're trying to fucking crack Todd, and it's like we need the Einstein of the bro nerd scale to crack the guy that broadcasts his own thoughts to the internet underneath a picture of himself
while wearing a Derek Carr jersey
and declares himself a scientist.
Yes,
but is a copywriter for a living.
Yes.
There's a lot to chew on.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah.
Is a copywriter a bro job or?
Yeah,
a
I don't know. There's so much. You contain multitudes.
Yeah, the posters for John Lennon and Suede are balanced out by the Raiders mentions in the studio. In fact, the Raiders mentions.
I don't know
the
how
fixed
to
ones sort of like take over.
You know, have you ever heard of the concept of an imaginary number?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. The square root of -1. That's what you're saying Todd Perry is on the scale.
Todd is on the bro nerd scale.
So he's the letter I.
Like you're giving me way too much bro cred.
He broke the algorithm.
Kinda.
Like, I don't understand. Okay, so.
But the algorithm still holds true.
Todd, to be fair, Todd was the one who said that Raiders fans are basically Trekkies if you put them in Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Mad Max meets a Star Trek convention.
It's Trekkies
like,
under pressure.
Yeah, Trekkies that can freaking beat your ass and kill you.
That's right. If you happen to be an ass-beating Trekkie, that's your place.
I have questions.
Yes.
How much time do we have?
Let's say nine.
We have a few minutes.
Okay.
So.
I have questions.
There we go.
Bud Light Platinum.
I have questions.
It catches up with the person. Yes.
It does. It creeps up on you and then taps you on the shoulder and vomits.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That was me.
Wow.
What even to ask?
So do you want to know more about me to figure where I fit on the scale?
Yes.
I think you already know me enough.
No.
The two of you, no one could know me more. You know?
So what is your concept of a bro? This is actually helpful to assess you as
a third
person. As
the creator of the scale.
No, as yourself. I want your opinion of a bro if I were to ask you not as a scientician.
Scientician.
But as like if I were to like point a guy out at a party and you go, oh, total fucking bro.
Yeah.
Like, who is that guy?
A bro is a guy that shoots from the heart, not the mind. He's a passionate man.
Mm-hmm.
He may enjoy athletics. I think that he doesn't enjoy things for their cultural value, but for their visceral value.
Mm-hmm.
I think a bro is a guy that is very into helping others. Like, usually a bro is a good-hearted guy. Like, you have your bro neighbor who's going to come over and help you work out a problem on a roof.
Really?
I think a bro kind of guy is the kind of guy that's going to join the U.S. military and blow shit up, you know, because America.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, bro,
I think
bros contain multitudes.
Yeah.
Bros contain multitudes, and there are really positive moral aspects of the bro. But there are no bro guys that want to take over the world like a Bond villain. That's a nerd.
So
I'm not saying there's no more moral.
So that's fair. If you look at you look at the average Bond villain, he's got a nerd that's backing him up.
Or
right.
He is nerd. Like
he's got
Javier Bardem in the last Bond film.
We're like, we're 006 being the like Alec Trevelyan,
yeah,
and then having Boris Goldeneye,
right?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
What the fuck? Like, you didn't see the first Pierce Brosnan Bond?
I've seen like every Bond film, but like two movies. And
point,
it's like
0.25 off your bro score.
Yeah. Wait, but is it kind of nerdy to like Bond?
No.
Is that bro?
Well, okay, either way. I mean,
okay, so now I'm conflating: is Bond a bro versus to like Bond?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Because
that's the thing. It's
Bond is very.
You get to a point in some of these things. It's like it kind of doesn't matter because you're like, well, is it bro to breathe? You know, and it's like everybody breathes. That doesn't make you a nerd or a bro.
Here's the thing.
John just went towards the nerd scale with that comment.
Sorry, but I mean, you're talking about a very popular film franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you weren't talking about like Silicon Valley. Like, is it bro to like Silicon Valley or something?
I think it's very bro to like Silicon Valley.
Okay,
because the people that are the most nerd hate Silicon Valley because it shines a mirror on how ridiculous they are.
Mm. They'd be self-hating nerds. So the question remains,
no.
Am I a nerd or a bro?
You don't get to take control. I'm assessing you.
Oh. Yes, this is a good. This is the good part of the show. You edit that out.
Do we have to edit that out? No, because it was too meta. Three and a half. No, four.
Really?
Three and a half.
Wow.
Four.
Really?
Four.
Oh, I'm a bro.
You're a bro.
You're a bro?
You're a bro. I feel that your nerd characteristics are put on.
Oh, wow. I'm a fake nerd.
You are a fake nerd. How deep do you actually go on a topic that isn't socially beneficial? What is a topic that you go super deep on that nobody would want to hear you talk about? Because that is the hallmark of a nerd.
Never. I never go that deep.
No.
I'm afraid to go that deep.
Exactly.
Shit. You know,
wow, I feel exposed.
You are bro to the core.
Well, you know,
damn.
One day I was talking to my friend Oscar one day, and I was saying about how
sometimes you just pull the knife and go. And that's what I just did.
You know what? It's weird because I was going to go the complete other way.
Really?
Wow.
But I at the same time, I can't disagree with your assessment.
So and
I
was I'm not thinking, accepted by your people?
But because I was thinking of all the reasons that, you know, he would be more like a two.
Oh.
You know?
So you can, I mean, you can run those down.
Yeah, you
You're
know?
You're complicated.
I don't know what number I want. Yeah. I just want to fight both.
It's very
you
clear. You want the number four because it's on your Derek Carr jersey.
Yeah,
you know?
You are wearing a four.
You know? The thing is, it's like, you know, he isn't at the gym getting yoked.
Right.
And he will get very technical and very involved in things at the same time, mm-hmm. and be, you know, and like will definitely like nerd out to things, but at the same time, you know, it's like. When it comes to people who like to party, and it's like the stories that Todd has told me, there might not be anyone who likes to party more than Todd.
No. And what
the party machine?
The Todd Perry party machine. Yeah, that is not a misnomer.
When have you ever been hanging?
It looks like a misnomer on the surface, but when you get to know the Todd Perry party machine, we won't go into it.
Last time we were hanging out off of 7th. Yes.
If you want to go into it, go ahead. Yes.
We don't need to go into it. I know what we're going to go into, and we shouldn't.
Yeah.
But if...
Good morning, Mr. Chambers.
It's snowing in D.C. When has Todd ever gone super deep on a topic where you feel like you're getting the, like, Uncle Leo arm pull, where you're like, fuck, I don't want to hear about this.
Get him out of here?
Like, fuck, like, leave me alone. Like, I was just talking about my day. Like,
I take that as a compliment.
I'm sorry I brought up Fahrenheit versus Celsius, and now you got to talk for 45 minutes about it.
I've always been a Kelvin fan.
Okay.
I knew you were going to go there.
You
God
crack a joke, that's a bro move. You have no actual thoughts on Fahrenheit versus Celsius.
But he did bring in an obscure temperature scale, to be fair.
Which that's is a little right. nerdy.
He's pseudo-nerd.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's pseudo-nerd.
So I'm a bro trying to play in this world of nerdiness, and I have the both of you fooled.
You're snowing
More
us.
More so than Chris Hardwood.
You're snowing us.
So, Mark, what's your final number on me?
3.75.
Wow.
Wow.
I want to say 3.75.
A nerdy number on the bro side of
this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No bro would throw down a 0.75.
Like E.
Yeah.
Nope. Hey, I'm much further towards the nerd scale.
God damn.
John.
I don't know.
Don't feel peer pressure. You can disagree.
It's not peer pressure. It's the fact that you bring up some great points. You know, I think 2 is too far. I think it's definitely, you're right. It's definitely closer. It's probably on the other side of 3, which is weird.
No. Do you guys both feel that it, who's the happier guy?
Oh, now it's going to get, real.
I'm not saying it based on my rating. I'm just saying I almost feel like the guy who's pure nerd has a certain amount of rage in him.
You know what?
And the guy who's pure bro has a rage, but it's not really a directed rage.
You know what? I actually have a unique take on this because get it. You always seemed like one of the happiest, like most, you know, just like anything goes sort of guys that I knew.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was like nerd versus bro, but it's the fact that you live in Long Beach.
Yes, it's the Long Beach.
Because the past month, oh my God, there have been so many stresses that have just been left behind. And I'm like, wow, life can be so much better.
I will say this on the terms of like innate happiness versus rage.
Yeah.
I would say if you laid out a scale and it was 1 and 6, 1 on the left, 6 on the right, it would be a bell curve of unhappiness.
Yeah.
Because the closer you are to the middle, the more at odds with yourself you are.
Oh. Yeah.
And the more you're trying to serve two masters. And the further you are pure bro or pure nerd, the further you are from potential unhappiness through conflict with oneself.
I think you're right. Every day in my life is a balancing act.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just want to, you know, throw a chokehold on somebody.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I want to rant on
Sometimes you want to suplex them. Sometimes you want to hit him with a chair. No.
These
are all good solutions to
hit
your problems.
The chair. The other time is I want to make a long-winded rant on a YouTube comment.
Yeah.
And that's the nerd part of me.
Yeah.
So it is difficult trying to... It's like...
And the nerd part of you that wants to make that long-winded comment is balanced by the bro part of you that wants to be a bro and get along with people.
Yes.
And it causes you to be at odds with yourself. So I think if you were to map the continuum of bro and nerd, there is just a perfect bell curve that peaks in the middle of if you're exactly balanced in the middle, you have the most potential to be unhappy at any given moment because you're just at odds with yourself.
Yes.
I think we've done some good here. I think we've explored something.
We hashed something out.
We've explored ourselves, and we've explored something pretty meaningful.
Now, for the listeners, I think you need to look at yourself. Make a comment on the page.
Yes.
Tell us A, where you think all of us rank on the Nerd Bro, because you've listened to us talk on the shows. And then, more importantly, rate yourself.
Nerds and bros come together. There's no need to fight over who's the best masculine stereotype. So just be yourself, but proclaim your loyalty to the crown of the kings of podcasts.